Gets it over to Zadja. The ball stolen away. Sokolowski. Sokolowski ahead of the pack. Goes in for the jump stop. Lays it up and scores.
The Stars are on a quest for their fourth straight basketball title in school history. And the team would love to add a state championship basketball trophy next to their volleyball trophy they captured this fall. It's Kearney Catholic State Tournament action coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln for Classic Hits continuing coverage of the 2013 Nebraska Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the opening game of the tournament in Class C1 between the 24-2 second seed Kearney Catholic Lady Stars and the 15-9 seventh seed Norfolk Catholic Lady Knights. Norfolk Catholic, your C1 champion in 2008. They had some tough luck a couple of times against Crofton and Broken Bow, getting beat at the buzzer, or they would have a couple of more state championships. For Kearney Catholic, they won it all in C2 in 2007 when Caitlin Petrie and that group of girls were seniors. Now another outstanding group of seniors for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars that went through the volleyball season undefeated and brought home a state title. Now they try to do the same thing here in the basketball tournament with a field that we're not sure, is it more balanced than the volleyball field, or are the Kearney Catholic Stars the class of this field? Shadron will have something to say about that. They are the number one seed. One paper has Kearney Catholic ranked number one and has Shadron number two. The other has them flip-flopped, and they are on opposite sides of the brackets. But there are a lot of good teams here. Fillmore Central and Wahoo will play in the next contest. Then tonight, it will be Shadron and Lincoln Christian at 7, and Minden will take on Pierce at 8:45 right here on Classic Hits 98.9. From time to time, many people thought Kearney Catholic and Minden were the top two teams in C1. They suffered a couple of losses. For Minden, they avenged all but one of them. Kearney Catholic's losses are to Seward and to Pierce on back-to-back nights. For Norfolk Catholic, 8 of their 9 losses are to teams that are here at the state tournament. They have lost to Pierce, but they beat Pierce in the district sub-district finals. They've lost to West Point Guardian Angels twice. They're number one in the Class D1 tournament. They've lost to Crofton, who's number one in the Class C2 tournament. They've lost to Wahoo. They've lost to Gretna. They're both here at the state tournament. And Wahoo Newman's the only team that clipped them early in the season by 3. That is not here at the state tournament. So don't let 15-9 fool you. This is a very solid Norfolk Catholic ball club that starts 3 seniors and has a nice sophomore center in Gina Piper, 6'1" in the middle, that could cause some problems for the 3 oak trees of Kearney Catholic in Baum, Sokolowski, and Anderson, who are all 6'2" tall. Should be a great matchup here tonight as we've got high school basketball on Classic Hits. We'll hear from Coach Rick Petrie here in just a moment, but before we take our first break, let's let you know what has happened so far here at the state tournament today. In Class A, Millard West defeated Lincoln Northeast 65-45. It was Lincoln Southeast pulling away from Bellevue East in the fourth quarter to win it 57-49. Right now, Bellevue West and Omaha Benson getting ready to play. In Class B, Beatrice jumped out big early and then were tied 50-all before beating South Sioux City 59-56. They'll play Norris, who hung on against Gretna 44-43. In C2, Hastings St. Cecilia pulled away in the fourth quarter for a 50-34 win over Sutton. They'll play Hershey. In the fifth meeting of the year, Hershey beat North Platte St. Pat's 53-34, so Hershey wins that series 3-2. Getting underway in C2 at Lincoln East, Crofton and North Bend Central. In D1, Pender and Palmer are going to play at Lincoln Northeast. And in D2, Fall City Sacred Heart beat Sandhill Stedford 57-42, and Osmond took care of Deschler 42-27. That's our state tournament update here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back and hear from Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
The girls' state basketball tournament begins tomorrow, and one of the area teams that hopes to be playing on the Devaney Center floor Saturday are the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, and Coach Rick Petrie joins us here. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on today's Doug and Daddy show. And Coach, congratulations on your run so far through the postseason.
Well, thanks. Kids have played well, and it's been a great situation for us.
Is Theron excited to play Norfolk Catholic? I mean,
I have to get right to it, all right?
Yeah, sure, because, I mean, you know, Theron was up there not that long ago.
Yeah, you know, she's still got some good friends on the team, so I think she's looking forward to it, you know, both in a positive and kind of a negative way. But, you know, she'll be ready.
All right, yesterday.
It'll be a fun thing for her.
Yesterday we had Ron, and this isn't the first, they've had to meet them, I think, a couple times in volleyball along the way, but we look at Ron Powell from the Lincoln Journal-Star with us yesterday. Today, the Omaha World-Herald, they both pick you guys to win C1, so now the target is on your back. And not that that at the beginning of the year would have been unexpected, but difference going in as a favorite as opposed to an underdog. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, you know, we really haven't talked about it, but I think, you know, any time that you are picked to win, there is a target on your back, and maybe teams play a little bit harder than they normally would, but not necessarily that you wouldn't play hard at state, but, you know, there's always that prestige of knocking off a number one team.
Part of that, I think, why you got rated number one is because of the success that the volleyball team had, kind of the experience that they had in terms of going out there and winning the title early this year, Rick. How does that help, or does that really translate? I mean, you have a little bit different cast of characters a little bit out there, but and everybody's in a different role. But does that help, or is that overstated, how much that experience helps you guys?
I think there's a little bit of carryover to that. You know, anytime you're in big games and you face that pressure, whether it be volleyball or basketball, you understand what it takes to react and maybe understand what it takes to take your game up a level, you know, in order to accomplish the things you want to accomplish.
Talking with Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They play Norfolk Catholic tomorrow at 2, Pershing Auditorium on Classic Hits 98.9. This season seems to have been broken up into three parts. Before Pearson Seward, those two games, and after Pearson Seward, take us through the development. Take us through those three times of the season.
You know, in the beginning of the year, we're just trying to focus on getting better each game and trying to find out, you know, what are our best combinations and who we can depend on off the bench, and you know, who's going to step up and you know, really contribute when the game's on the line. You know, and I thought we did a good job. We improved. You know, and then you get into the middle part of the year, those two specific games, and to be honest, we just didn't shoot the ball very well, and that's a big part of it. Seward was probably a little bit more physical than maybe the girls thought they would be, and, you know, you got to give Seward credit. They're a good team. They shot the ball very well against us. We were able to get the ball where we wanted inside, but we weren't able to finish, and that was a big part of that game. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish.
And then the Pierce game, we just didn't do the little things, and that's something we've focused on after that game, is doing some of the little things to help us improve, and I think that's been a big part of our improvement the last third of the year.
Rick, how do you see the field? I mean, I want to get more specific about Norfolk Catholic here a little bit, but I want you, as somebody that knows Class C1 girls basketball, take yourself and your game out of it against Norfolk Catholic. Take a look at the rest of the field. How do you kind of critique the rest of the field in C1?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell teams. You know, I think Shatterton's a really good team, and I think that people are kind of overlooking them a little bit, you know. We face them several times this summer, and they're athletic, and they can get up and down the floor, and they're going to press you, and they're going to do a lot of different things. I think they're a pretty good team. That being said, you know, is their level of competition, you know, where it needs to be? I don't know. That's a good question. You know, I know that St. Thomas More out of South Dakota is a really good team, and, you know, they were able to handle Shatterton twice, but how does that translate? I don't know. You know, in Fillmore Central, they don't have the height that we do, but they're very, very athletic, and they're going to pressure you all over the floor. You know, and we've played Minden, we've played Pierce. And, you know, the other teams, although they have quite a few losses, play a very, very competitive schedule. So they're playing all sorts of different teams, and, you know, they're pretty battle-tested. So I don't really think that, you know, one team's, you know, kind of like C2, I think Crofton's kind of the class of that group, but I don't see that, you know, in our class.
Talking with Rick Petrie, girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. Tell me a little bit about Norfolk Catholic. What's your scouting report for tomorrow?
Well, it starts with Michaela Berry. You know, she's an all-stater, and, you know, I think she's averaging 18, 20 points a game. I think in the district game against Winnebago, probably scored 25 or 30. It seemed like on film every time she shot the ball, it went in. So, but they have a couple other nice guards, and they're gonna get after you on defense and pressure you, not necessarily full court, but certainly half court, and they like to deny a lot. And so we're going to have to be careful with the ball. I think that, you know, if we can limit our turnovers, that's going to be a big part of this game.
You and other teams see you guys come off the bus. You know, you bring out a 6'1", 6'1", 6-footer. You have the three tall girls. But how important is it that you guys handle the ball with guard play, you know, with Michaela and Allie? And how important is guard play when you get into this tournament?
I think it's really important. I think that you can win or lose games not having somebody that can handle the ball. I think that's an important aspect that sometimes goes overlooked, because if your guards can't get the ball to your big people, you know, it really hurts you. And so the ability to handle the ball is huge. And, you know, I'm pretty confident in the kids that we have. I think Kayla, Allie, Whitney, Colleen have done a tremendous job against a lot of teams that like to pressure you throughout the year. I thought we did a tremendous job against St. Cecilia and against Seward earlier this year of just taking care of the basketball.
You guys average nearly 70 points on offense. Norfolk Catholic averages only 47. The close games have been lower scoring games for you this year, the handful that have been. Can you get the pace at your level?
I hope so.
What do you got to do to get the pace at your level?
You know, I think we got to play great defense. I think it starts there. If we can get out and, you know, cause some turnovers, cause them, you know, maybe shoot the ball before they're ready, rebound it, and then get out and run, I think that's where we're pretty effective. Once we get the ball down there, we're able to move the ball around. We usually can find somebody that's open, and, you know, I just think that if we can do it defensively, that'll really help us get the pace where we want it to be.
How important is the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game in terms of setting the pace that you want?
Well, I'd like to think if we get out to a great start, then, you know, that just carries over to the rest of the game. You know, we've been fortunate this year that we've done that a lot of times, but there's been some games that we haven't, and we've battled back, and that's important too, is that, you know, you don't lose sight of the fact that even if some team comes out and scores a few points on you, you know, you got 28, 29 minutes left in the game, and you just have to buckle down and play a little bit harder.
Back on the New Tank Seed pregame show. Well, that was our chat yesterday with head coach Rick Petrie on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Norfolk Catholic, number 11, 5'6", senior Rachel Weiser. Number 13, 5'6", sophomore Joelle Hang. Number 25, 5'6", senior Michaela Berry. Number 31, 5'9", senior Amy Miller. And number 53, 6'1", sophomore Gina Piper. The head coach at Norfolk Catholic is Tim Kassmeyer, assisted by Dusty Korth and Hillary Clausen. They're 15-9, defeating Boone Central, Newman Grove, and Pierce in the sub-districts, and downing Winnebago in the district final. This is their ninth trip to state. They were here in 2011. They averaged 47 points, give up 40. For Kearney Catholic, number 11, 5'6", senior Michaela Mestel. Number 21, 5'5", sophomore Allie Prasoski. Number 25, 6'1", senior Theron Baum. Number 33, 6'1", senior Bailey Sokolowski. And number 51, 6'1", senior Megan Anderson. Head coach of the Stars, Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Bowes, and Andrew Pajeda. They're number one in the state, 24-2, defeating St. Paul and Minden in the sub-districts and Ainsworth in the district final. Their first trip to state since 2010. They're 11th overall. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off next.
The folks at Bob Sass Flowers know spring is right around the corner. They know it because it's girls' state basketball, and the beautiful merchandise that Dave and Amy ordered from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The home white with green and gold trim for Kearney Catholic. The traveling red with white trim for Norfolk Catholic. As it looks like they're just going to forfeit the jump here to Kearney Catholic. Bailey Sokolowski is going to jump against 5'9 senior Amy Miller. So about a half foot advantage here for Kearney Catholic as they'll go from left to right. Norfolk Catholic from right to left. And we're ready to get the 2013 state tournament underway. As the official steps into the center circle, and the ball is in the air, and Kearney Catholic will control the opening tip. They usually like to take it to the hoop right off the tip, but Norfolk Catholic just gave them the tip. So Theron Baum will have to drive. She'll put the one-hand runner up. It dances around, in and out, no good. And the defensive rebound brought down by Michaela Berry, the best player on this ball club. As Kearney Catholic comes out, plays a little zone here, as they always do. Looked like they were going to maybe mess them up a little bit and start with man, but they're going to try that extended 2-3 zone as the Knights try to get it around the corner to Piper down low. The pass is going to be wide. It's kicked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. Our games are also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Knights ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it out top here on the right side of the key to Weiser. And her pass is right over the head of Barry and tapped out of bounds. Weiser averages just 3 points a game. Hang, 6 points. Barry, 17.5 rebounds. Miller, 8.6 rebounds. And Piper, 5.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. As Kearney Catholic puts pressure on the point guard in Joelle Hang. Gets it down to Piper underneath. Her turnaround jumper off the glass, up and in. And Norfolk Catholic is on the board with a Gina Piper 3-foot turnaround. And it's 2-0 Norfolk Catholic. Kearney Catholic will have it up top there, and Baum drop step to the high post, gives it off to Prasoski, the only non-senior in the starting lineup, to Sokolowski for the three. She casts it up. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Norfolk Catholic Rachel Weiser, and as she pushes the ball up the floor, we're going to get our first foul of the basketball game. Reach in on Allie Prasoski, and it'll be a midcourt inbound for Norfolk Catholic. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Giltner, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. St. Cecilia already a winner over Sutton today. Now Kearney Catholic tries to join him. Norfolk Catholic tries the 17-footer. Hit the side of the board from the right corner, and the ball pops back out to Bailey Sokolowski. Up the floor with it is Michaela Mestel. Drops it down to the baseline to Prasoski. Man-to-man defense is what Norfolk Catholic is going with here. Posting up there and bomb on Piper. Kicks it out of the wing. Three is on the way and good for Michaela Mestel. And Kearney Catholic has their first bucket. And it gives them the lead at 3-2 with 6:25 to go here in the first quarter. C1 State Tournament here on Classic Hits. Across the timeline is going to be Miller. She's trapped. The ball is taken away. Mestel had to avoid the official, then misses the shot as Barry got back in there. And the rebound brought down by Amy Miller. after the night turnover, and they want to run, but they also travel with the basketball, trying to come to a stop set in the right-hand corner. Mestel probably would have had an uncontested layup, but when she stole the ball, the official was in the way. And so she had to dribble around him, and that gave Barry a chance to come back and get a hand in her face, and the Stars missed the layup. So we're 2 minutes in, Kearney Catholic 3 and Norfolk Catholic 2. No backcourt pressure, but as Coach Petrie told us in that pregame interview, they like to pressure a little bit more in the frontcourt. Theron Baum takes it in the right-hand corner from Anderson. She's on the weak side right now, guarded out there by Amy Miller. They'll post up Theron Baum, or Anderson again, back out to Baum. She'll drive in, dribble it off her leg. We're going to get a jump ball. It took him a while to blow the whistle, but the arrow does point the way of Norfolk Catholic, and the Stars will turn it over for the first time. Theron kept that ball down around her waist, which gave the shorter defender a chance to reach in and tie her up. Plenty of basketball going on here as Kearney Catholic will put some pressure out of the backcourt here. We'll give you some updates from the other games as they progress. As the ball's up the floor with Weezer, stops on the right elbow, gets it down low to Piper. Piper has her shot blocked by Theron Baum. Kearney Catholic comes out of there with a basketball. Mestel brings it up the floor, tries to get it to Prasoski, and reaching in to steal the ball away will be Weezer. Rachel brings it up the floor, 3-on-4, left baseline, no shot. Takes it back out on the wing to Hang. Up top, here's a 19-footer on the way that's no good. Rebound falls into the hands of Norfolk Catholic. Weezer has it. Takes it back out top to Barry. Weaves into the zone, then tries to pass behind her and throws it behind her teammate. And it's stolen away by Allie Prasoski. Then Prasoski coming up the floor falls down. And it's going to be turned over. And Sokolowski is going to be charged with a reach-in foul, which prevented a layup at the other end. So each team turned it over on that series, and Prasoski just got across the timeline, fell down. The rest of her teammates didn't see it, and she just kind of threw the ball up grabs because that was her only option. And Norfolk Catholic will have it. Each team with three turnovers in the first 3 minutes. Barry on the left wing gives it to Wiesner. Wiesner back out top. She'll go to Miller. Prasoski and Mestel at the top of that 2-3 zone. Driving into the zone, taking the jump up to the right wing and hitting will be Joelle Hang. Hang with her first bucket, and it's 4-3. Norfolk Catholic. Again, Norfolk Catholic only averages 47 points. Kearney Catholic nearly 70. Sokolowski drives, kicks it off to the right-hand corner. Now back to Bailey on the wing. Stars want to put this pressure a little more on Norfolk Catholic, get this game higher scoring. Stars, when they play that slowdown game, have trouble. Long three, Theron Baum, nothing but net against her former teammates. Theron, of course, was a Norfolk Catholic Knight until transferring to Kearney Catholic her sophomore year when her mom got a job up in this area. And now Piper at the other end kicks it to the left-hand wing. The jumper is no good underneath by Wiesner. The rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski. Fast break the other way. Lob to Megan Anderson. She's double-teamed deep baseline. Kicks it out to Prasoski. Gets around one defender. Drives in, and Piper is going to be called for the first foul of the game on the Knights. Two free throws coming up here for Allie Prasoski. When the Stars can get turnovers, the guards score tons of points. When they don't get the turnovers, that's when that scoring average is in the 40s and 50s for Kearney Catholic. And at the line, Allie Prasoski to shoot two. The first one is up and in, and we're tied. Make that, 7-4 after the free throw's up and in. Second free throw coming up for Prasoski. We've got our first substitution here. Shayla Connor comes in. Usually Coach Petrie subs two or three at a time, and Colling's waiting to come in. But the second free throw's no good. Connor tipped the rebound to herself, though. Second chance opportunity here for the Stars. Prasoski gets it to Mestel way out on the right wing. Lane opens up, but the ball is dribbled off her leg, and Gina Piper will pick up the loose ball. Four turnovers for the Stars. Barry for three at the other end in transition. Shot no good. Kearney Catholic grabs the ball on the baseline, and we've got a foul on Norfolk Catholic. Michaela Mestel picks up the rebound, and Norfolk Catholic called for the foul. It will go on Amy Miller, her first, and the team second. And now Whitney Colling will check in for the Stars and for Norfolk Catholic. Bailey Barnes, a 5'6 sophomore who averages about 2 points per ball game. Again, when you have one girl average 17 and your team only gets 47, Norfolk Catholic doesn't have a whole lot of offense besides Michaela Berry on a consistent basis, and she's man-to-man up against Mestel. Mestel tries to take it to the right baseline, runs out of room, throws it back into the middle of the court, and Hang takes it away. Fifth turnover, fast break the other way, short jumper Miller, missed it on the baseline, follows her own shot, kicks it out to Berry for three. It clanks off the front of the rim, no good. Aaron Baum has the board. Outlet pass right wing to Mestel. Forces it up the floor to Connor. Lobs it down to Connor on the right wing. Back out to Theron Baum, who's double-teamed, so she drives, throws up a wild shot, comes off the board, tries to get her own rebound. The ball's loose. It's going to be saved there by Barnes. Outlet to Berry. Berry doesn't have number, so she'll dribble to the right-hand corner. She's trapped and throws over the top, and making the grab will be Amy Miller. So a lot of pace, not a lot of scoring. Miller drives, has to throw it over Theron Baum. It's well short, might have actually been blocked in there, and Bailey Sokolowski will get the rebound. So the intensity of that first quarter of the state tournament starting to show. 7-4 Kearney Catholic. On the wing, Mestel works on Berry, gets into the paint, double team, kicks it out to Colling. Whitney for three, and it's good. Whitney Colling loves that left-hand corner, and the Stars have hit three threes and a free throw for their 10 points here in the first quarter of play, and they lead it 10-4. Trapped out front is going to be Barnes. Goes right, spins back left. Now gets it back out towards the timeline to Hang. In the left-hand corner, Miller back out to Berry, guarded by Colling. Drives into the double team, kicks it back out to Miller. Skip pass right side. Into the corner they go. Jumper is on the way, and it is good by Weiser. Weiser hits her first bucket. So three different players with 2 points apiece for Norfolk Catholic. Kearney Catholic, three different players with a three. Sokolowski swings it to Theron Baum, right wing. Now Sokolowski posts up. Left-handed hook is no good. And the rebound brought down by Hang. So Kearney Catholic still looking for their first bucket inside the arc in this state quarterfinal game. A minute and a half to go. Three-pointer taken up top. And it's no good by Barnes, and the rebound will be brought down by Theron Baum. So Norfolk Catholic, 0 of 3 outside the arc. Kearney Catholic, 3 of 4, and that's the difference in the game. 10-6 Stars as they try to post up Sokolowski. Low block, kicks it back out. 18-footer is on the way by Connor. It's no good. Rebound being fought for, and Norfolk Catholic will finally come out of there with it. Hang has her second. Up the floor to Miller. Miller outlet to Berry. It's tapped out of bounds by Michaela Mestel. 1 minute to go. Kearney Catholic and Norfolk Catholic, mass substitutions here. Six new players coming onto the floor with this track meet pace that we have here. Kearney Catholic gets Studi out there. Colling, Connor, Anderson, and Prasoski are on the floor. Gina Piper back in for Norfolk Catholic. They inbound it out to Berry. Back in the corner for three is going to be Bailey Barnes. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Morgan Studi. With 50 seconds to go, Prasoski will bring it across the timeline. 10-6 Kearney Catholic. Right-hand corner, Anderson, open three. She'll fire. It's too strong. Ball is slapped out of bounds. I'm going to say last touch by Kearney Catholic, even though Norfolk Catholic had the inside position. Bailey Barnes will inbound it here. The Stars put on backcourt pressure. They'll inbound it to Berry. Michaela trying to stay out of that trap. Throws over the top of it like she's supposed to do to Barnes. And into the front court they come. 30 seconds to go, first quarter, 10-6, Kearney Catholic. Trapped right in front of the Stars bench. They'll lob it down low to Kristen McGuire, who kicks it out for a three that's in and out by Barnes. And the rebound brought down by Kearney Catholic, Megan Anderson, her first of the game. Long outlet pass down to the baseline, Studi. Studi double team, kicks it out to Anderson, 12 seconds. Back over to Connor on the weak side. Shayla working on Berry, needs some help. Back out for Soski. She's at midcourt with seven. Checks the clock. Over on the right wing to Colling. Colling drives right baseline, puts the runner no good. Rebound to Piper, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. After one in the C1 State Tournament, Kearney Catholic 10, Norfolk Catholic 6. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
And we're ready to go to the second quarter here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. It will be Kearney Catholic ball to start the second quarter. They lead Norfolk Catholic 10-6. They were 3-5 from three-point land. Norfolk Catholic was 0-5. Theron Baum, low post. One-hand jumper over Miller. They're not getting him to go. Anderson got the rebound. She misses the putback, and the rebound comes down to Joelle Hang, and this is not a good sign. Kearney Catholic has been in these spunks before. This is why they had trouble with Seward. Kearney Catholic 0-6 from two-point land. Norfolk Catholic was 3-9. The Stars shot 33%. Norfolk Catholic shot 21% in the first half of play, or first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 5 turnovers, Norfolk Catholic with 3, and Kearney Catholic with the basketball. Stars are the only team to beat the line. They're 1-2. With it is going to be Bailey Sokolowski, left-hand corner. Class A after 1, Bellevue West 17, Omaha Benson 14. Driving in best, again, a contested shot, no good. Finds a way to get her own rebound and get the foul. Everything inside the paint and inside that arc has been well contested here by Norfolk Catholic, and they have started the second quarter with Lynn Borgman, a 5'10 senior forward, on the floor. Kearney Catholic has their original five out there. Norfolk Catholic has already played 9 girls here in the game. The foul was called on Michaela Berry. That's her first and the team's third. And at the line is Michaela Mestel for Kearney Catholic. She'll put the free throw up and in. Makes it 11-6. And the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Mestel, who is a 77% free throw shooter, hits them both here. She's got a team high 5. Kearney Catholic back up by 6, 12-6. Berry dribbles through the double team. That gives them numbers. She'll dish it back to Miller. Miller has her shot blocked by Prusoski. The ball ends up in the hands of Michaela Mestel, and Kearney Catholic will bring the ball up the floor. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Anderson, skip pass to the left wing. Theron Baum fakes the three, drives into the double team, back out to Prusoski. Alley again, guarded one-on-one. Good crossover move, takes it to the rack, puts up the short jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Amy Miller. Neither team shooting the ball particularly well. Long outlet pass, Sokolowski went for the steal, didn't get it. Berry has it, 3-on-3, pulls up from 10 and hits it. First bucket of the ball game for the Knights' leading scorer, Michaela Berry, averages 17 a game, and that is her first bucket. In C2, Crofton 15, North Bend Central 2 at the end of one quarter of play. I guess no real surprise there. Prusoski fires the three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound comes out long to Berry, her second. Michaela pushes the ball up the floor. On the wing to Miller. Miller drives baseline, cut off by Sokolowski. Right side out to Berry for a long-range three. No good. 0-6 from downtown. Long rebound comes out to Mestel, her fourth. Michaela pushes the ball up the floor. Kearney Catholic posts are slow getting back. Theron Baum energized, takes it out to Prusoski. Skip pass over to Mestel. Mestel looking for the screen. Back over to Theron Baum. Again, the drop step. Screen set. Mestel hits the ground. 15-foot jumper by Baum, no good. Rebound brought down by Hang. Theron wants to get in there and mix it up. She thought there was a foul, and so she went for the steal, didn't quite get it. Miller back over to Berry. Down to the low post, driving inside is going to be McGuire. Kicks it out for a three-pointer. Hang, it's short, no good. Rebound brought down by Prusoski to Mestel. 1-on-3, Michaela all the way to the other end, gets the foul, but the shot won't go. It spins all the way around the rim. And Kearney Catholic has now played 10.5 minutes without a two-point bucket, but they do lead 12-8. Mestel will get to the foul on Joelle Hang. This game could have about 30 more points in it if the Knights had hit any threes and Kearney Catholic would make anything inside 6 feet. Free throw is up and in by Michaela Mestel. And back into the ball game, Whitney calling for the Stars. And for Norfolk Catholic, Rachel Weezer and Gina Piper. We'll check in. Second free throw coming up for Mestel. Prusoski takes the breather here for Kearney Catholic. And the free throw by Michaela is up and in, so she's hit them both. 4-4 here in the quarter. That's the only points for the Stars. In this second quarter, they lead it by a score of 14-8. Berry with the ball in the backcourt. Can handle that double team herself. Gives it off to Paige Martson, who checks in. Down low, Piper has it, and she's fouled. For it only being the 5-10 mark here in the second quarter, it appears that Kearney Catholic posts are very tired. The foul was called on Megan Anderson, and that's not a good sign for the Stars. That's only the third foul on Kearney Catholic. And Piper with the first free throw of the game for the Knights puts it up and in. Her mother, Lisa, won the State B championship 25 years ago this weekend in Class B for Ord. And now she sees her daughter play her first state tournament game, and Piper hits them both. And it's 14-10, Kearney Catholic, 5 minutes to go here in the first half. With the Stars struggling offensively as driving in the ball knocked out of Mestel's hands as they were trying to run a little pick and roll down to the corner. In D1, they've made it through the first quarter. Pender 23 and Palmer 10 at the end of the first quarter of play. So two blowouts in Class D right now. A three-point lead in A for Bellevue West. After one, Kearney Catholic basketball, Piper 25 feet right in the face of Megan Anderson as they are trying to pick up their defensive intensity man-to-man. The Stars spreading the floor. Anderson lobs it in. Theron bomb, no backside. Helping Theron with the first two-point bucket of the ball game for Kearney Catholic. And Theron now with 5 points as Norfolk Catholic wants to run. Berry just comes into the land of the Giants, throws it up, no good. Martinson gets the rebound. They'll drive in again. Ball lost on the floor. We're going to get a jump. The arrow points the way of Norfolk Catholic, so they'll maintain possession as Mestel gets in there and ties up Weezer. Shayla Connor back in for Kearney Catholic. Amy Miller for Norfolk Catholic. So Amy Miller, Weezer, Berry, Piper, and inbounding it, Hang. So finally the original five back on the floor here for the Norfolk Catholic Knights. Kearney Catholic on the defense, calling. Trying to force Weezer back out towards midcourt and does. Gives it off to Hang. Lobs it down low to Piper. One-on-one with Theron Baum. Kicks it back out. 18-footer Hang. Too strong. Almost banked it in, actually. Rebound brought down by Shayla Connor. She pushes the ball up the floor with the left hand. Gives it back to Mestel. Quick three. Top of the key is good. And Michaela Mestel with 10 points. And we've got our first timeout of the game. Kearney Catholic is now up by 9. With 4:02 remaining in the second quarter of play, it's Kearney Catholic 19, Norfolk Catholic 10. You're listening to the state tournament on Classic Hits.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Time out on the floor, brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. Kearney Catholic has got 5 in a row from Michaela Mestel and Theron Baum to take a 19-10 lead here over Norfolk Catholic midway through the second quarter of the Knights using the 30-second timeout. Miller, right-hand corner, drives baseline. Around one, second one no good. Rebound Piper on the putback. A foul is going to be called. And Gina Piper will go to the line to shoot two. Looks like Theron Baum will pick up the foul for Kearney Catholic. And that'll be her first and the team's fourth. State Tournament Basketball on Classic Hits brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Getting you back into the game of life with several locations in central Nebraska to serve you. And it looks like Piper may have some contact lens issues here. And it looks like she says, I'm ready to roll. So here we go. Two free throws coming up for Gina. She hit two earlier in the quarter. And the Knights could use a couple here. The lefty puts the first one up and no good. Piper with 4. She's the only player with more than 2 points for Norfolk Catholic, 19-10. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Piper gets 1 of 2, and it's 19-11. Kearney Catholic. Mestel brings it into the front court with 3:45 to go before halftime. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. We'll catch you up to date on the rest of the state tournament. Up top with it is going to be Baum, right side to Connor. Skip pass all the way in front of the Norfolk Catholic bench to Mestel. Back up to Baum, working on Piper at the high post. Drives, kicks it to Colling. Whitney drives, 10-foot floater, no good. Piper with the rebound, and Colling following through. Looks like she'll be called for the foul. That will be foul number 1 on Whitney. And 5 fouls now on the Stars. 4 have been called on Norfolk Catholic. The winner of this ball game will play again tomorrow afternoon, same time, 2 o'clock at the Sports Center. against the winner of Fillmore Central Wahoo, which is next. And here, an errant pass gets away from the Knights. And unbelievably, that's the first turnover of the second quarter. We had eight total in the first. That's the first one here in the second. The Stars almost throw it away again, but Connor does a great job to save it. Now the ball is tipped, loose into the backcourt, and Sokolowski runs it down. Bailey not sure if she can dribble, so she waits for a teammate and gives it to Mestel. Mestel across the timeline. Lobs it down low. Gets it inside Theron Baum. Little one-hand jumper. Spins out again of that Pershing hoop. And the rebound brought down by Bailey Barnes. Barnes up the floor here. Dribbles into the trap. Dribbles out of it to Barry. Double team right in front of us here on the left wing front court. Michaela back out to center court. High post to Miller. Against that zone of the Stars to Barry. Straightaway three. It will not go. Offensive rebound by Piper. They call a block shot inside there. And Baum knocks it out of there. And Kearney Catholic has possession. 2.5 to go. Whitney Colling gets it to Bailey Sokolowski, who just got into the front court to avoid the over and back. Theron Baum, long three. It's no good. Stars did not need that shot. Rebound brought down by Piper. And we've got 2:10 to go here in the first half. 19-11, Kearney Catholic. The pace is that of the Knights, but they are being stuck here. Piper wide open underneath. They didn't see her. And Miller throwing it over the 6'2" hands of Sokolowski. Comes up about 3 foot short, and Theron Baum will grab the rebound. To Sokolowski, a WNBA three is no good. And the rebound brought down by Michaela Barry. Stars forcing shots early in the possession, and Barry just decides, I'm going to drive in, and a foul call. And Bailey Sokolowski says, I was just standing here. Coach Rick Petrie walks the sideline here, wants to say something to the official. And again, you've got six girls waiting to come in. Both teams are winded. They're running up and down the floor, and they're not making anything. The foul on Sokolowski is her second. She's the first player in the game with multiple fouls. And the free throw by Michaela Barry is up, and it is in. Again, she averages 17. She's been held to three so far. 1:45 to go in the first half, 19-12 Stars. Studi back in. Prasoski and Anderson back in. Connor and Mestel stay on the floor for Kearney Catholic. Also, three new faces here for Norfolk Catholic. His very second free throw is up, and it is in, making it 19-13, Kearney Catholic. Norfolk Catholic tries to put some pressure on the ball, but Prososki just gives it right back to Michaela Mestel. Mestel guarded by Barry. Little stutter dribble gets fire on the right wing to Alley in the corner against the man-to-man up top, Studi. Morgan gives it back to Mestel. Mestel drives left side of the lane, kicks it to Connor. Connor back out to Michaela. Michaela drives and gets hacked big time. Michaela Barry, her arm was down around her hip as she started to go up, and her arm never got above her hip. She got a good foul in there by Michaela Barry, and that's her second. So that's got to be a little problem here for Coach Tim Kassmeyer, who's talking to the official. That is the fifth team foul on Norfolk Catholic, and Michaela Mestel goes back to the line to shoot two more free throws. And the first one is on the way, and it's good. Mestel with 8 of the 10 points here in the second quarter for Kearney Catholic. 5 of those from the free throw line and a 3. Again, Kearney Catholic, 1 2-point bucket in the entire game. Second free throw is up, and Mestel misses her first free throw. But Theron Baum tips the ball out, and Kearney Catholic gets another chance with a minute 20 to go in the first half. Connor into Anderson. Pass a little too high, and it's going to be stolen away. First turnover of the quarter by the Stars. Barry pushes the ball up the floor, looks for the seam. Oh, and they call a blocking foul on Ali Prasoski. Boy, you call that, we never get done. That's just simply Barry trying to keep dribbling, and she bumps into Prasoski. And that'll be the second foul on Prasoski and the 7th team foul on Kearney Catholic. That's as light of a foul as you're ever going to see right there. And Prasoski stays on the floor. Studi, Baum, Anderson, and Mestel out there with her. And Michaela Barry, 2 of 2 just a moment ago, will be at the line to shoot a 1-1 here. And the free throw is up and in. She'll get the bonus. State tournament basketball brought to you in part by Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Second free throw now on the way, and it is good. So Barry has 6 in the quarter. Piper has the other 3. Norfolk Catholic, 7 free throws in this quarter. That's 7 of their 9 points to keep them within shouting distance, 20-15 Kearney Catholic, as Mestel brings it into the front court here. And checking in, Abby Beller for the first time for Norfolk Catholic. Skip pass all the way over to Studi. The Stars really trying to spread the floor, but this man-to-man defense been awesome for Norfolk Catholic. Into Therenbaum, triple team. Shot going to be blocked by Piper. Kearney Catholic picks up the loose ball with Studi. Into Anderson again against the triple team. They want a foul. They're not getting it. The shot off the mark. Rebound brought down by Weezer. And up the floor they come with 40 seconds to go. Into the corner, Miller. There's Piper underneath. Shot partially blocked again by Therenbaum. Norfolk Catholic wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Stars have the ball with 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Brzoski, top of the key, dribbles all the way to the low block right side, kicks it back out. Mestel, she has room. Layup is good. Assist Brzoski, and Mestel having a monster second quarter here. 22-17 Stars, 12 seconds. Norfolk Catholic brings it across the timeline. Weezer. Barry is on the bench right now, so who will take the shot? Miller high post, 5 seconds. Good dribble attack. She'll drive. She'll miss it. Got her own rebound. Missed it again, and that's the end of the first half. That was a good job by Amy Miller to get the open look, but could not finish. And we are at halftime in the opening round of the C1 State Girls Basketball Tournament. It's the second seed Kearney Catholic leading the seventh seed Norfolk Catholic at the half, 22-15. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 22 with the Norfolk Catholic Lady Knights 15. Doug Duda along with our producer engineer back at the studios, Grant Sparks, in the first game in C1 here today. One other game has reached halftime in the 2 o'clock contest. It is in C2 where Crofton is all over North Bend Central by a score of 29-8. Other games going on in the 2 o'clock session. Pender is leading Palmer, and Bellevue West in A is playing Omaha Benson. We'll update those games once they get to the halftime break. Earlier today in Class A, Millard West defeated Lincoln Northeast 65-45. Lincoln Southeast was a winner over Bellevue East 57-49. So Millard West and Southeast will play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Bellevue West and Omaha Benson currently reaching the halftime, and Omaha Central and Millard North will play at 3:45. In Class B, earlier this morning here at Pershing, number one seed Beatrice had their hands full, but they do beat South Sioux City 59-56, and Norris edged Gretna 44-43. So Beatrice and Norris tomorrow at the Sports Center at 7. Tonight at the Sports Center, Holdridge and Seward at 7, Granada Northwest and McCook at 8:45. Following our game here in C1 at Pershing Auditorium, it will be Fillmore Central and Wahoo. The winner plays the winner of this game tomorrow at 2 at the Sports Center. Then tonight here at Pershing, top seed Shadron will play Lincoln Christian at 7, and we will have the Minden-Pierce game at 8:45 here on Classic Hits. In Class C2 earlier today, Hastings-St. Cecilia defeated Sutton 50-34, and Hershey defeated North Platte-St. Pat's. The fifth time those teams have met this year, they were 2-2 coming in. Hershey wins it today 53-34. St. Cecilia and Hershey tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Crofton is currently leading North Bend Central at the half, 29-8. Homer and Aquinas will finish off at 3:45 at Lincoln East in C2. D1, Pender and Palmer are currently playing. The rest of the Northeast games today, Friend and Emerson Hubbard at 3:45, Arapahoe and West Point Guardian Angels at 7, O'Neill, St. Mary's and Sutherland at 8:45. In D2, and we do have a halftime score now, it is Pender 36 and Palmer 18. They are at the half. Now in D2, earlier this morning, Fall City Sacred Heart, the top seed, beat Sandhills Stedford 57-42. And Osmond defeated Deschler 42-27. So those two teams will play here tomorrow at Pershing at 2. Tonight at Lincoln East in D2, Juanita Palisade plays Lindsay Holy Family at 7. And Giltner takes on two-time defending state champion Why Not at 8:45. That game will be heard also on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Here it's halftime, Kearney Catholic 22, Norfolk Catholic 15. We'll be back with the first half numbers in a minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
The folks at Bob Sass Flowers know spring is right around the corner. They know it because it's girls' state basketball, and the beautiful merchandise that Dave and Amy ordered from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
Back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in Class A. They're at halftime, Bellevue West 28 and Omaha Benson 17. Let's take a look at the first half numbers now of our C1 quarterfinal, starting with Norfolk Catholic. Rachel Weezer, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Joelle Hang, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Bailey Barnes, 2 rebounds. Michaela Berry, who averages 17 a game, 6 points, all in the second quarter, 4 of those from the line. She has 3 rebounds. Amy Miller, 4 rebounds. Paige Martson, a rebound. And Gina Piper, 5 points, 5 rebounds. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 13 in the second quarter. All of the free throw shooting came in the second quarter of play, where Norfolk Catholic stayed in it by going 7 of 8. 3-point shooting, that has not been good here for Norfolk Catholic. 0 of 5 in the first, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first and 4 in the second. The only player with 2 fouls is Michaela Berry, the 5'6 senior. 6 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. At the half for Norfolk Catholic, 15 points, 22 rebounds. 7 out of 8 at the free throw line, 0 of 8 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 4 turnovers for the Knights. We'll come back and take a look at the first half numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Welcome back to the state tournament. High school basketball from the state tournament brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park Road and South Webb in Grand Island. Let's take a look at the second half numbers, or first half numbers now for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Michaela Mestel has a game-high 13 points, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. She scored 10 of those points in the second quarter. She has 4 rebounds. Shayla Connor has 2 rebounds. Allie Prasoski, 1.1 rebound, 1 block. Whitney Colling has hit a 3-point bucket. Morgan Studi has a rebound. Theron Baum, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 blocks. Bailey Sokolowski, 3 rebounds. and Megan Anderson has two rebounds. So Kearney Catholic's inside game has been limited here. Baum is the only one that has any points down on the post. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 5 of 6 in the second, which was all Mestel. 3-point shooting, 3 of 5 in the first quarter, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first and 1 in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic foul situation, Sokolowski and Prasoski each have 2. Kearney Catholic had 10 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. At the half, 22 points, 17 rebounds. 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from 3-point land, 4 blocks and 6 turnovers. 24-2 Kearney Catholic leads 15-9 Norfolk Catholic, 22-15 here at the half in our C1 state tournament opener. And you look at the rebounds, I have 39 rebounds in this first half. 39. That just tells you that the shooting percentage is just horrible. And folks, our statistician tells us that Norfolk Catholic is 4 of 29 from the field for 14%. Kearney Catholic is 6 of 27 for 22% in this basketball game. Just unbelievable, the shooting percentage here in the game. 22% and 14% here in the first half. And you can say that it's the old Pershing Auditorium and that open back, but Kearney Catholic is missing so many shots inside. Norfolk Catholic, they are missing some threes. Maybe they'll find their range here in the second half as Michaela Berry is warming up from outside the arc and dropping them down with no problem here in the warm-ups. So we'll see how it all plays out. Again, your other halftime scores in Class A, Bellevue West 28, Omaha Benson 17. In C2, Crofton 29, North Bend Central 8. And in D1, Pender 36 and Palmer 18. Here it is Kearney Catholic 22, Norfolk Catholic 15. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Funny thing about state tournaments is how quickly things can turn around. Wouldn't be surprised to see both these teams start to tear up this third quarter offensively. And for Kearney Catholic, if they can get some points, get some pace going, they will put points on the board. What will happen here for Norfolk Catholic? These girls know each other, volleyball, basketball, of course, Theron Baum, a former Norfolk Catholic Knight. You can see the kids talking as they wait for the second half to begin, which is now underway. Kearney Catholic will go from right to left. It's their ball with the original five out there in Mestel, Prasoski, Baum, Sokolowski, and Anderson. It looks like the starting five as well for Norfolk Catholic will stay in their man-to-man. Weezer, Hang, Barry, Miller, and Piper. Kearney Catholic will start with a 3. Mestel off the rim. No good. Sokolowski put back is fouled. And they still won't go in. But Bailey Sokolowski will have a chance to get her first points of the game from the free throw line. And that was a big factor in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic scored 12 points, 5 of them from the line. Norfolk Catholic scored 9, 7 of them from the line. So free throws about all we've had. Free throw. Sokolowski, no good. Spins out of there. Bailey Sokolowski on the season is a 68% free throw shooter. Kearney Catholic, respectable 67% as a team. Second free throw, also no good. It's short. And the rebound brought down by Amy Miller. That will be her fifth of the ball game. Pressure is on. Ball tapped, but picked up by Hang. She's in the front court. Stars really trying to expand their defense here. And driving in, the ball's going to be tipped away. Sokolowski's got it. Outlet pass into the front court. Mestel, 1-on-2. Michaela can't take it in. Hits the trailer for Soski, who gives it to Anderson over to Sokolowski. Bailey thinking about the three, goes baseline to Theron. Wide open three, up and too strong. Rebound, out of bounds, off of Norfolk Catholic. No, they're going to give it to Norfolk Catholic. How do you miss that? It bounced off of her twice and went out of bounds. And so it will be Norfolk Catholic basketball off the missed three. Joelle Hang. Arnie Catholic missing on threes. Now Mestel steals into the backcourt. Uncontested layup, and it is good. And the Stars are up 24-15, equaling their biggest lead of the game at 9. Across the timeline with it will be Michaela Berry. Berry throws it over the top here to Weezer. Weezer bounce pass right wing. Miller. Miller puts it up, blocked from behind, but it falls right into the hands of Norfolk Catholic. It's missed in there by Hang after Sokolowski blocked it. And somebody got out of there with it. We'll say it was Weezer with the rebound. Driving in Miller, tapped away from behind. But Norfolk Catholic maintains it. Berry gets an open look from 12. Skips in and out, no good. Another offensive rebound into the hands of Weezer. Now we're going to get a jump ball. No, we'll get a timeout. Timeout, Norfolk Catholic with four players down there on the floor. And it will be a 30-second timeout by the Knights. Their second of the ball game. 6:18 to go here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 24, Norfolk Catholic 15.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to the state tournament, brought to you in part by our friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations throughout the listening area. Out of the timeout, it's Norfolk Catholic basketball. They work it around the perimeter. Miller, good ball fake, drives past Anderson, puts the jumper up from 10. No good. Rebound brought down by Sokolowski. It's almost to the part of feeling sympathetic for these two teams as Anderson kicks it into the corner for Sosky for three. No good. Long rebound comes out to Megan Anderson. Stars hitting the boards here. Get it over to Therenbaum. Drives. Piper holds her ground. Blocks the shot. Falls loose. Picked up by Norfolk Catholic. Berry pushes it up on the left wing. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Takes it all the way to the block. Then gives it off to Weezer. Kicks it out for three. Miller. It's blocked again by Mestel. And the ball falls into the hands of Bailey Sokolowski. Norfolk Catholic 0 of 8 from three-point land. They've had three more blocked. Bailey, thinking about a long three, decides to drive in, draw the double team out to Prasoski, to Mestel. High post to Therenbaum. She wheels on the left side. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Miller. Outlet pass front court, trying to beat everybody back. Sokolowski makes a Weezer stop, blocks it, got it back, up and in, and a foul. Sokolowski's block was not good enough to clear the ball, and it went right back to Rachel Weezer, who will have a chance at a three-point play. First points of the second half for the Knights. The foul will be on Michaela Mestel. That's the first foul of the half on Kearney Catholic. And McGuire will check in for Norfolk Catholic. 24-17 Stars, 5:10 to go in a game that has seen some rough shooting from both teams. As the free throw by Weezer is on the way, and it is no good. Anderson does a good job of boxing out, and Megan has her fourth board. Gets to Prasoski. Across the timeline against the Knights man-to-man. Weezer on her. Give it to Mestel, guarded by Berry, the top player for the Knights. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. 24-17, Kearney Catholic. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Mestel drives right side over Berry and scores. When the Kearney Catholic Stars do get a two-point shot, it's usually just a one-on-one. Drive them to the hoop, kind of clear things out. As Berry brings it across the timeline, trailing by 9 of the Knights. Skip it over to the right wing to Hang. Eventually, they've got to hit a three. Hang takes it. No good. 0 of 9. Rebound. Anderson hits the deck. And a whistle for a travel. Kearney Catholic saying, how about a jump ball or a foul? Anderson hit the deck pretty hard, trying to rip the ball away from the Norfolk Catholic defender. So, Knights ball underneath their own hoop. Looking, lob it all the way up top here to the outlet, Weezer, guarded by Mestel. Over on the left wing, they'll skip it back all over the top of the zone to Weezer from Hang. dribbling in place, trying to force it inside. Nice bounce pass to Miller, but the 10-footer again is no good. Offensive rebound to Hang, her seventh board. High post, Miller gets it down to Piper. Stuffed inside by Sokolowski, and Kearney Catholic has their eighth block of the game. Here comes Prasoski up to Bailey, the trailer into the corner to Mestel. Down low to bomb the ball, tipped away by Miller. Stars give it right back. Their eighth turnover. Weezer up the floor, weaving through traffic. Nowhere to go. Stops and kicks it out for a long three that is no good by Barry. And the rebound grabbed by Kearney Catholic's Megan Anderson. And Anderson will then be fouled. And it looks like it'll be on Gina Piper, trying to reach over the top and tie her up. That'll be her second. And the second team foul of the half. This game was 22-15 at the half. It's 26-17, 3:43 to go here in the third quarter. And frustration, the Norfolk Catholic fans are behind us. You can sense their frustration. They're in that spot. They need a break. They can't make a bucket. They just can't make a bucket. Theron Baum with it. They shot 14% in the first half, and it's no better here in the second half. But there's another steal. Amy Miller knocks it away from Sokolowski. Up the floor, Barry. Barry runs into Sok, and Sok with a blocking foul. And they're going to give her two free throws. That's pretty generous, but Barry earns them by taking it inside, and Sokolowski with her third personal foul. So Michaela Barry, who's 4-of-4 at the line, has 6 points. We'll go to the line and shoot two. The free throw is up, and it is in. Makes it 26-18. Second free throw for Barry. Takes a little extra time, fires it up, and it's good. Haven't seen either team really sub a lot here so far in the third quarter of play. 3:25 to go, third quarter. Kearney Catholic 26-19. Very low-scoring game from the star standard. Theron Baum continues to take the drive and kick it back out, but throws it at the foot of Whitney Colling. It ends up going out of bounds. Kearney Catholic catches a break. Norfolk Catholic had it momentarily and tried to just kind of tap it to a teammate that wasn't paying attention or was looking the other way, because the teams have been playing hard. It's not like we've seen bad basketball. We just haven't seen any shots. Oh, Bailey Sokolowski. They underthrew the inbounds pass, and she shoved the Norfolk Catholic girl right in the back for her fourth foul. And Bailey will hit the bench with 3:09 to go here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic now with four turnovers here in the last couple of minutes. But Norfolk Catholic has not been able to use it to their advantage, trailing 26-19. And Megan Anderson is over on the bench as well. We're taking a look at her. Could be a possible cramp. Skip past Piper. Low block left side. Takes a dribble. Puts it up. And Theron Baum blocks it again. Out of bounds to Norfolk Catholic. Oh, no. A whistle that we didn't hear from the backside. And a foul called. Theron Baum going to get her second personal foul, and Piper will go to the line. And this is where folks say, where's the officiating when they get to the state tournament? Somebody's always going to be displeased, but Piper gets the free throw up and in. She's got 6 points. 26-20. Norfolk Catholic trying to get in it one at a time. Second free throw. No good. Rebound Theron Baum. Fifth rebound for Theron. 26-20, Kearney Catholic, 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. Colling with it up top. Swings it over to Prasoski against the man-to-man. Theron Baum gets it down low against Piper. They drop the double team. Theron needs some help. Walked. They didn't call it, but she threw it away anyway. And here comes the fast break. Weezer kicks it back out to the trailer. Three-pointer. Barry up and short. 0 of 11 from downtown. Ball bounces into the hands of Whitney Colling. Colling will look up the floor, but Connor covered. Now tries to lob it to Shayla. She's out of bounds. Not just barely. She has had both of her feet out of bounds. Just didn't know where she was on the bench. And Kearney Catholic, with all five timeouts, may need to use one here. They've got nothing going, although they continue to lead with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. 26-20. Breaking the press. Norfolk Catholic throws it over the top. 7 turnovers this quarter for Kearney Catholic. Fast break the other way as they steal it back from the Knights. Nestle trapped in the corner. Her pass thrown away. 2 minutes to go. It's a battle of attrition here in the third quarter. We thought it would get better. Instead, it's gotten worse. Back lob to Piper, and they overthrow her out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic might have got a break there. It looked like Mestel may have tipped it. Boy, there have been a lot of calls here in the third quarter that could have went either way. And in all they usually end up evening out. The first team to settle it down is going to get this win, it would appear. Calling up top to Prusoski. But usually a sloppy first game, next thing you know, you got a state championship trophy. That's what the Stars are hoping. Connor drives baseline, cut off. Back out to Mestel. Lobs it into Anderson. Works on Piper. Double-team Miller. Throws it up. It's no good. Piper gets the rebound. They're letting them play inside. They're calling them on the little contact outside. Both ways. Both teams. 5-second count on. Calling is all over Hang. Hang finally picks it up and fires to Barry. 1:15 to go in this third quarter. A quarter that you would want to burn if you had the tape. Driving in. Putting the shot up is going to be Hang. It's blocked by Anderson. And then the Stars fast break, they throw it away, but Norfolk Catholic traveled when they grabbed it, so really no turnover on either team. And Kearney Catholic will get it in the front court here. Checking in will be Bailey Barnes. This game's coming down to the fourth quarter, and just a little 4 or 5 point spurt could be the difference. Maddie Squires is going to check in for Kearney Catholic for the first time. And here comes Kristen McGuire for Norfolk Catholic. Trying to give some of the starters a breather here with 1:03 left to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 26, Norfolk Catholic 20. Kearney Catholic has 4 points in the quarter, and the Knights have 5. Stars working the ball around the perimeter. Squires on the right wing. Back out to Mestel. Mestel starts to drive, draws the double team to Squires. Up top, Connor's wide open. She'll try the long-range jumper. The three is no good. Rebound is brought down by the Knights, and Amy Miller has 7. Gives it off to Barry. 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Barry off 1, around 2, around 3. Finally dishes it off. Back out to Miller. Got open in the lane. 8-footer good. Amy Miller with her first bucket of the ball game, and it's 26-22. Kearney Catholic, 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Mestel, crossover, takes it into the lane. Her scoop shot no good. Anderson gets the rebound, and she'll be fouled. That's the 5th rebound of this quarter by the senior Megan Anderson. That'll be team foul number 3 on Norfolk Catholic, and the 3rd foul on Joelle Hang. 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. They need a bucket here going into the fourth quarter. Mestel to throw it in. Connor's up top looking for Prusoski off the screen. Now the late break, Anderson's covered, so they dump it into Squires. Right back to Mestel, right-hand corner, drives the baseline, takes it at Miller. Miller blocked the shot, falls loose. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. Or do they get the timeout? Looks like they do get the timeout. First they signal that it's going one way, then they call the timeout. So Kearney Catholic does get the timeout here. With 9 seconds to go here in the quarter, we'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
All right, as we come back, it will be Norfolk Catholic ball. They got the steal and the timeout. So 10 seconds left here. Full court pressure. Squires knocks away the inbounds and a foul call. Maddie Squires, who just came in a moment ago, makes a big play for Kearney Catholic. Norfolk Catholic with their fourth turnover of the quarter, but that's nothing compared to the Stars' eight. And so 8 seconds remain, and Kearney Catholic will get it underneath their own hoop. The foul was called on Hang, and that's her fourth. So it'll be Mestel to throw it in. Looks lob, then goes baseline. Barry tries to knock it away from Connor, gets back to Mestel, forces the jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Miller, knocked away by Mestel, and that is the end of the third quarter. Ugh. It was a haunted house in the third quarter of play where Kearney Catholic scored 4 points and Norfolk Catholic scored seven. We go to the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic 26, Norfolk Catholic 22.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back to the State Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by our friends at Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. Doug Duda, our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, Norfolk Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic leads it 26-22, way below their season average. It's even below the 47 that Norfolk Catholic averages. I'll give you some other third quarter scores here in just a moment. But right now, Kearney Catholic on the defense, and a jumper in the corner is up no good to start the third quarter by Weezer. The rebound is ripped away by Miller. Then she tries to get it inside. It's deflected to Weezer. That's 9 points by Miller, or nine rebounds by Miller. Driving right baseline, trying to get a shot as Barnes. She's cut off. Kicks it back down to the corner to Weezer. Weezer skips it back to Barry and overthrows her into the bench. That is the 10th turnover for Kearney Catholic, or for Norfolk Catholic. Kearney Catholic has 14. The shooting percentage is still 14% for Norfolk Catholic, 6 of 32, and Kearney Catholic is 8 of 39 for 21%. Stars are shooting 21% and still leading. Crofton leading North Bend 46-10 after three quarters. High post, here's Theron Baum. Nobody on the right side, switches to the left, and Theron makes a great move and lays it up and in. Great job by Theron Baum. For the first time, that paint was actually open. Norfolk Catholic's done such a great job on their man-to-man here today. Miller drives, bounce pass underneath, Piper's open, there's the layup. 9 points for Gina, 8 for Michaela Berry, and that's 17 of the Knights' 24 points. 28-24, give and go, Anderson in the paint. Little six-footer rolls off, no good. Theron Baum with the rebound. She'll dribble out of traffic. Throw it over the top, gets it to Mestel. Mestel tries, 11-footer, front of the iron, no good. Fighting for the loose ball, we've got a foul. And I think they might call Maddie Squires for a little bump. Sokolowski has 4 fouls, so she's on the bench for Kearney Catholic. And on the other end, Hang's got 4 fouls, so that's why Barnes is in there. And they called a foul on Theron Baum, that's her third. 5 team fouls on Kearney Catholic, 4 on Norfolk Catholic. Squires out, Whitney calling in. That gives them a little more pressure in the backcourt here with their defense. Bellevue West, 44. Omaha Benson, 36 after three. Fast break, Barry. Barry runs right into the defender, Megan Anderson, and a foul going to be called. Anderson blocked it, but they must have called her for the body unless the foul is elsewhere. But no, it's on Megan Anderson. That's her second, and 2 free throws coming up for Michaela Barry. Norfolk Catholic is 10 of 13 at the line. Kearney Catholic is 6 of 10. Free throw is good. 10 points for Barry, or 9 points for Barry, 7 of them from the line. 28-25. This is as close as they have been since halftime. In fact, since the end of the quarter, it's up and in. And Norfolk Catholic is within 2, 28-26. Kearney Catholic holding on to a two-point lead. Colling, again, they post up the high post. Therenbaum dribbles in, takes it at Piper. They're just going to let her do that all night long. Ball knocked away. Kearney Catholic turns it over on the shot. Coming out of there with it is Piper. At the other end, the ball's tipped away, and Prasoski will come up with a loose ball. She'll give it off to Mestel. Mestel pushes it up the floor. Goes by one, pulls up over Piper. Jumper hits the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down, and a foul called on Colling, trying to tie her up. That'll be the second on Whitney Colling. Will walk to the other end and shoot a one and one. And at the line will be Weezer, who got her sixth rebound. She's 0 of 1 at the line, has 4 points, and a chance here to tie it up. But before that, Kearney Catholic will call a timeout. 5:44 remaining in the ball game, and your score is Kearney Catholic 28, Norfolk Catholic 26. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
State basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers. Out of the Kearney Catholic timeout, Rachel Weezer will shoot a one-and-one, a chance to tie the game with 5:44 to go. And the front end of the one-and-one is up, and it is in and out, no good, crashing the rebound. Miller knocks it out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Amy Miller really battling in there, and again, for as poor as the shooting is and as low as the score is, it really, everything besides the shooting has been pretty good. Hard work out there by every kid on the floor. Mestel will bring it across the timeline against the man-to-man, working on Weezer, gives it off to Colling on the right wing from Prasoski. Whitney drives baseline, cut off there by Barnes. Skip pass, Berry just about knocked it away, did tip it away, the ball's loose. We're going to get a jump. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Just a little fingernail on it, but then it was trying to pick up the grease pig, and Sokolowski is going to come back in with the four fouls for Kearney Catholic with 5:23 to go, and Prasoski is going to check out. Kearney Catholic with 6 points in the second half. Therenbaum has it up top against Miller. Mestel with a game-high 17 points. Over to Colling. Inside, they get it to Therenbaum. Double team. Back to Colling underneath. Puts the shot up. Draws the foul. Again, we told you in the first half, the little things are getting called. The big play between the posts are really letting them go and battle inside. And I think Kearney Catholic may have figured that out, so they got Whitney Colling posted up. And Gina Piper will get her third foul, who's about a foot taller than Colling. She'll get two free throws, and the first one is no good. Hit a three-point bucket in the first quarter for her point total so far. Kearney Catholic with the second free throw. Colling, the lefty. It's up and it's in. It thought about spinning out of there, but Whitney hits it. 29-26. Stars get that pressure on. Berry drops the ball in the backcourt. Kearney Catholic grabs it and calls timeout. Michaela Mestel with a big steal. The Stars will use a 30-second timeout. 5:09 to go in the game. It is 29-26. Kearney Catholic. The Stars have the ball, and this timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Pender leads Palmer 62-23 early in the fourth quarter in Class D1. Here, Kearney Catholic has the ball. Get it down to the low post. Turnaround jumper. Anderson can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by the Knights and Bailey Barnes. And Barnes will bring the ball up the floor. Gets the double team to Miller. Kicks it out. 18-footer on the left wing. Barry hits it. Only the second bucket of the game for Michaela Barry. She does have 12 points, 8 of those free throws. It's a one-point game. 29-28, Kearney Catholic dribbles the baseline. There's Mestel giving it off to Theron Baum. Back out to Colling. Down to Baum, who's open but missed the layup. The rebound goes out of bounds to Norfolk Catholic. It has been the Achilles heel of Kearney Catholic all year long. When playing a solid opponent, they're shooting so far below 50% from inside 5 feet, and they missed another one there. Colling made a great read. The ball spun off the rim. And Norfolk Catholic, a chance to take their first lead since the opening bucket of the ball game. 29-28, Kearney Catholic. Barnes across the timeline. Kicks it out on the left-hand wing. Barry from 18, no good. Sokolowski, they call a jump ball between Bailey Sokolowski, who is 6'1", and Rachel Weiser, who was standing behind her at 5'6". I'll let you make the determination. The arrow points the way of Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights will get it with 4:18 to go. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Giltner. And a travel here by Norfolk Catholic as they put one pivot foot down and picked it up to make the spin move. And Amy Miller with the fourth turnover of the quarter for Norfolk Catholic. They've got 13. Kearney Catholic so far one in the quarter, 15 in the game. It's a rough third quarter. They turned over eight times. 29-28. 4:05 to go here in the ballgame. Kearney Catholic by one. Sokolowski, top of the key, gives it off to Prasoski. Back over the right wing to Baum. 3:45 to go. Mestel drives, kicks it off to Theron Baum. Baum drives, hit twice on the arm. A whistle blows. They call a walk. Theron Baum got hit twice on the arm, and they call a walk, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. Back over to Norfolk Catholic. The Stars bench has remained pretty calm the whole way. Trying to hold on right now and survive. Norfolk Catholic across the timeline. They are trapped. And with Hang trapped, Coach Kassmeyer runs down and calls a timeout. He'll have one remaining. 3:37 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic has scored 7 points in the second half, and they're clinging to a 29-28 lead. We'll be right back.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
As always, we want to thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you state tournament basketball, including Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. 3:35 to go. Kearney Catholic 29, Norfolk Catholic 28, and the Knights have the ball. Stars trying to expand that zone, going more to a 3-2. Weiser dumps it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way, and the first one of the game for Michaela Berry. They're now 1 of 12. She's got 7 in the corner, and the Knights take the lead, 31-29. Connor for 3, and she is fouled on the 3. 3 free throws coming up for Shayla Connor, who has not scored in the basketball game. But Norfolk Catholic's only lead was 2-0. They were down by as many as 9, and that 3-pointer gives Michaela Berry 15 in the game. 7 already here in the quarter. Shayla Connor to shoot 3 now as the foul was called on Amy Miller, her second. First one is up and no good. Connor, a 63% free throw shooter. Kearney Catholic ranked number 1 in the Lincoln Journal Star. Second free throw on the way. That is going to be short, but it rolled over the rim and in. So Connor got a little shooter's touch there. We have never been tied. Connor tries to do it here with 3:13 left in the game. Shayla's third free throw is good, and we are tied at 31. And back into the game will be Calling, Connor, Mestel, Sokolowski, and Baum, the 5 on the floor for Kearney Catholic. 31 all with 3:13 remaining. Full court pressure on. They get the ball into Michaela Berry. Berry works on Connor. Crossover to stay out of the double team. Comes all the way in. Bounce pass to Piper. She's fouled on the shot by Mestel. Kearney Catholic overplaying the ball in the press, and when Berry was able to break it, she had numbers, found the open post player in Gina Piper, who is 4 of 6 at the line, 9 points. We'll head back to shoot 2. Mestel with her second personal foul. And all in all, that's probably a pretty good foul, making Norfolk Catholic have to earn them here from the line. The free throw is short. No good. And if Mom was nervous before the game, you can only imagine what they're like now. Second free throw for the sophomore. It's up. It's too strong. And a rebound to Theron Baum, her 7th unofficially. Up ahead to Mestel. They still want to run. Michaela to the top of the circle. Norfolk Catholic has always been back on defense. Right-hand corner, Colling. Colling ball fake on Berry. Brings it into the paint. Left-hand scoop shot. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Piper, her 8. Gives it to Berry. Berry calling for some help in the backcourt. Makes the pass. Sokolowski tipped it and stolen away. Mestel has it on the left wing. 2-on-3. Drives in. Throws it up and in and gets the blocking call. Sokolowski got it going with the tip, and Mestel finishes it with a chance at a 3-point play. And for a minute there, I thought maybe that was going to go the other way because Berry was pretty well set. And Michaela with her 3rd foul. And Kearney Catholic's Michaela Mestel going for her 20th point. It's up. It is rolling around and in. 20 of the 34 points for Kearney Catholic belong to the senior Michaela Mestel. Connor out for Soski in. 2:36 to go in the game. 34-31. Kearney Catholic 5 in a row now after falling behind for the first time since the start of the game. Now Norfolk Catholic, who has a solid group of seniors as well, will bring the ball up with Wiesner. Looks left, now dribbles across the timeline, right side. 5-second count on, goes up top, Miller. Lane open, Miller drives, puts the shot up, no good. Piper is there for the rebound. She gets tied up. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Mestel reached in and tied up Piper, who made a great move just to get that rebound. But the Stars will come out of there with the basketball. And Norfolk Catholic now has turned it over 6 times in the quarter, and we're starting to see a lot of substitutions, whether you're on offense, defense, depending on who's in there. Kearney Catholic with the ball and a 3-point lead. The Misco Sports postgame show when we're done. Prasoski hustles across the timeline and a timeout called by the Stars. They will have 2 remaining. 2:12 left in this state tournament opening round game. Kearney Catholic 34, Norfolk Catholic 31. We'll be right back.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
The State High School Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com, featuring Chevrolet, GMC, BMW, Hyundai, Cadillac, and Hallmark trailers. Kearney Catholic ball after the 30-second timeout. They'll get it into Michaela Mestel. 2:10 to go, and the Stars lead it by 3, 34-31. Theron Baum just holding the ball. Now Piper comes out and makes her get rid of it to Prasoski. Kearney Catholic trying to kill some time, but a foul called out around midcourt. on Rachel Weiser. It is her first, and both teams are in a bonus. That's the eighth foul. And for Soski to the line, her only point came from the line in the first quarter. Allie is at 81% free throw shooter, and she's one of two in this game. So hopefully she's already used up that 19% missing. Front end of the 1-1 is good. Second point for Prasoski. Kearney Catholic now has scored six in a row. Megan Anderson back in. Colling is out. And Prasoski, second free throw now. Takes a little extra time, couple of dribbles. Allie puts it up, and it's off the heel, no good. And the 10th rebound of the ball game for Gina Piper. 10 rebounds, 9 points, couple of blocks, 35-31, Kearney Catholic, a minute 50 to go, Norfolk Catholic basketball. Miller uses up her dribble, gives it to Weiser on the left wing, and tipped out of her hands. Nestle, again, continues to be very active. Theron Baum and Michaela Nestle have 27 of the team's 35 points. Sokolowski's forced quite a few turnovers in this game as well. Norfolk Catholic to throw it in and hang with the four fouls, gets it in. She'll go to Barnes, and they get it right back into their All-State prospect's hands, Michaela Berry. Minute 40 to go. 4-point lead for Kearney Catholic. They poke at the steal, can't get it. Hang from 17, straight away, no good. Theron Baum had the rebound, knocked out of her hands by Piper, and it rolls into the hands of Bailey Barnes. And another chance for Norfolk Catholic. Piper got her hand in there just enough. Barnes over the left wing, a minute 15 to go. Get it to Hang. They're really concentrating on Berry over here. Sokolowski on her one-on-one. I'd get that ball to Berry if you could. Minute 10 to go. Barnes to Miller. Miller going to try and drive all the way down the right side. Layup, she's short-armed it. The ball is tipped into the hands of Michaela Mestel by Megan Anderson. And Mestel trapped in the corner. Did they get a timeout? Yes, they did. Coach Tim Kassmeyer was infuriated at the other end because Mestel was trapped. But Kearney Catholic gets the timeout called with 56 seconds to go. The ball would have been turned over right underneath the Norfolk Catholic bench. It is a full timeout, 35-31 Stars. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
You're listening to the Girls State Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, brought to you by Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers. Full court pressure. The Stars will get it into Prasoski. Prasoski, double team, throws over the top. Ooh, dangerous pass. Mestel got it. Tripped. The ball's loose. Prasoski, it's keep away. It ends up in Theron Baum's hands underneath the hoop, and she missed the layup. The rebound brought down by Amy Miller. The Stars got a break and couldn't finish again. 40 seconds to go. With it is Barnes. Drives. Her shot is off the mark. Theron Baum gets the rebound, and a foul called. Oh, what an exchange there. That first pass against the pressure was lobbed high in the air over the double team. And Mestel grabbed it, but she was going so fast that she tripped and lost the ball. It got tipped three times right underneath the Theron Baum. And now Theron is at the line to shoot a 1-1, her first free throw of the ball game. Theron, a 68% free throw shooter, needs him to put this one away. It's up. It's in. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Kearney Catholic 36-31. The Knights have not scored since Berry hit the three-pointer with 2:20 to go to give them a two-point lead. Seven in a row by the Stars. Second free throw, Baum up and in. That makes it a six-point game. Theron Baum with 9 points, 37-31. Up the floor with it is Hang into the corner. A forced three is an air ball picked up by Michaela Mestel, and another foul. Again, Norfolk Catholic is only one of 13 from three-point land, and it looks like the Stars are going to hold off Norfolk Catholic, who executed their game plan, but neither team could score in this game. And the Stars are going to make just enough down the stretch. And Mestel, who has a game-high 20 points, will shoot two because that is the 10th foul of the game, and the first one is no good. Needs one. It's still a two-possession game here. Connor in, Prasoski out, maybe give him just a little more height out there to guard the three. Kearney Catholic doesn't have to put anybody inside that arc because they need a three. Second free throw, good. It's a three-possession game. 21 for Mestel, 38-31. Up the floor with it is Hang. Hang swings it over to Barry. Barry off the screen. Tries the back up, now drives off balance. 16-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Whitney Colling. Colling is fouled. 13 seconds to go, and the Stars will head on to the Bob Devaney Sports Center tomorrow at 2 to play in the state semifinals against either Fillmore Central or Wahoo, and we'll have it for you here on Classic Hits. Later tonight, Minden takes on Pierce, and we expect that to be a whale of a battle at 8:45. At the line will be Whitney Colling to shoot two, and the free throw is up and in. 5 points for Colling. Kearney Catholic's last 6 points have been from the line. Studi waiting to check in if Colling makes the free throw, just so they can get that press on. Second free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Miller. That's her 11th. Outlet pass to Barnes, 10 seconds. Into the corner, they just looking to get a shot away, forcing the three. It's way off the mark. Offensive rebound put up there by Wiesner, no good. And time will expire, and the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars advance on in the state high school basketball tournament for the first time since winning it all in 2007. When they beat Malcolm in the first round, it's their first round victory since then. Well, let me take that back. They beat Christian in 2010 and then lost in the semis to Newman. Nonetheless, final score, Kearney Catholic 39 and Norfolk Catholic 31. The 39 points by Kearney Catholic, the fewest that they have scored in a game this year. We'll talk with Coach Rick Petrie and give you the final stats on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
The folks at Bob Sass Flowers know spring is right around the corner. They know it because it's girls' state basketball, and the beautiful merchandise that Dave and Amy ordered from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln, where the first C1 game of the day is in the books. And Kearney Catholic had their struggles today, but they're able to defeat Norfolk Catholic, scoring the final 9 points to win it 38-31. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's now. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look now at the other scores that are going on in the state tournament. This was basically the closest game that was left out there, and Class A had a good battle as well. Let's take a look at some of the other finals that we have for you, and I'm not sure that we have any other finals at this time. They're still in the fourth quarter of play in most other games, and it looks like Bellevue West has advanced on. They defeat Omaha Benson by a score of 53-51, the top seed. Only wins it by 2 points here today, 53-51. Elsewhere, Pender was blowing out Palmer and Crofton was blowing out North Bend. We'll just get you the final score of those games momentarily. Right now, let's take a break. We'll be back with the final stats right after this timeout.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Norfolk Catholic Lady Knights. Rachel Wiesner had 4 points and 8 rebounds. Joelle Hang, 2 points, 7 rebounds. Bailey Barnes had 4 rebounds in the basketball game. Michaela Berry, as usual, led the team in scoring, just 2 points short of her season average. She had 15 points. 7 of those were in the fourth quarter. She had 3 rebounds. Amy Miller, just 2 points. She had a game-high 11 rebounds, 1 block. Paige Martson had a rebound, and Gina Piper, 8 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 block shots. 22 rebounds in each quarter for Norfolk, or each half for Norfolk Catholic. Free throw shooting, 7 of 8 in the first half, 5 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 11 in the second half of play. Norfolk Catholic had 15 points at halftime and only 16 in the second half. And again, both teams with their lowest offensive output of the season. Unofficially, Norfolk Catholic shot 15% in this game. They were 8 of 44 from a two-point land tonight, 15%. And Kearney Catholic only shot 20% and found a way to win this game. 31 points, 44 rebounds, 12 out of 18 at the free throw line, 1 of 14 from three-point land, 3 blocks, 15 turnovers. Norfolk Catholic will end the season at 15-10. We'll come back and take a look at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln. Don't forget, tonight we've got Minden taking on Pierce at 8:45. Now let's take a look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic, where they only had 5 players score in the game, and Anderson and Sokolowski were shut down. So you saw what Norfolk Catholic wanted to do, make Michaela Mestel of the guards beat him, and Mestel was able to do it. She had 21 points in the basketball contest here today. 7 of those were from the free throw line. 21 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. Shayla Cotter, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Allie Persosky, 2 points, a rebound, and a block. Whitney Colling, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Morgan Studi, 1 rebound. Theron Baum, 9 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks. Bailey Sokolowski, 7 rebounds, 3 blocks. Megan Anderson, 8 rebounds, and 1 block. 17 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first half and 9 of 16 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 9 in the first half, 0 of 4 in the second half. Turnover, 6 in the first half and 10 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 22 points at halftime. They were held to 17 in the second half. And the Stars finish with 39 points, 35 rebounds, 15 out of 24 at the free throw line, 4 of 13 from three-point land. Kearney Catholic, unofficially, I had them for 9 blocked shots and 16 turnovers, shooting only 20% here in the basketball game this afternoon. But for the Stars, it's enough to win it 39-31 and improve to 25-2 on the season to advance to tomorrow's 2 o'clock semifinal, where they will take on the winner of our next game between Fillmore Central and Wahoo. Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie has joined us here after picking up the win. And Coach, what do you say about that one?
I'd say that was pretty ugly, Doug, to be quite honest.
Norfolk Catholic, the ball just didn't go in for either team.
No.
It didn't seem like you were sweating on the outside over there, though. Take me through what you're thinking as this game progresses, and especially the fourth quarter or the third quarter, where maybe you come out at halftime, it wasn't going well, you're still up 7, you expect things to go better, and instead of getting better, they actually got worse.
Yeah, they did. You know, the tough thing about it, Norfolk Catholic plays really, really good defense, and, you know, we unfortunately have a tendency sometimes to force shots that aren't necessarily there, and we did a good job of doing that tonight. So, you know, we just didn't put ourselves in a good position for quality shots, and then when we did get them, we missed a few of those too. So, you know, it's kind of a catch-22. The good thing was we continued to play great defense.
Michaela Mestel got the points for you. Theron Baum, I kind of thought, really kept you in the game when things were going when things were tough. She was tough in the paint, even though everything wasn't going in. I know she could have had way more than 9 points, but Norfolk Catholic could have hit way more threes too. They were 1 of 14.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we did a good job defensively on what we wanted to do against them. You know, I thought we did a pretty good job of controlling Barry, and that's a big key for them. I mean, she's going to score, she's going to get her points, but, you know, for the most part, I was pretty happy with what we did. Offensively, we just got to do a little better job.
As outside of the shots going in, did you think the team played well? Because I said that a couple of times. I thought everybody was playing hard. It's just that the shots weren't falling for either team. You said maybe you took some bad shots, but you get what I'm saying? Do you agree?
You know, I thought we played hard. I thought we played, you know, up to, you know, a pretty decent ball game. It just, when you don't shoot the ball well, the game can look pretty ugly out there. And you know, especially when you're forcing shots that maybe you shouldn't take. I mean, that's something that we have to do a little bit better job, be a little bit more selective in the shots that we do take.
Norfolk Catholic, you figured eventually they're going to make one of those threes. Well, of course, the time they make it was to give them their only lead of the second half. Your team didn't have any time to think about it because Connor comes down, takes a quick three in the corner, which probably was one of those shots you're talking about, but she gets fouled, and she hits 2 of them, and so we're tied right away, and then you guys score the final 9 points. So there was no time to feel any pressure that you guys were behind.
No, that's true, and that's good. And I told Shayla after the game she did a nice job of stepping up and making, you know, 2 out of those 3 free throws to tie the game, and then we went down, got a stop, and then, you know, Michaela gets a bucket and a foul and converts a three-point play, and from that point, you know, we really forced them to take some tough shots. I thought we could have rebounded the ball just a little bit better, but, you know, for the most part, you know, we're able to secure it and, you know, make a few foul shots down at the end. I don't think we shot free throws so good today either.
9 of 14 in the fourth quarter. You were 15 of 24 in the basketball game. Now, as I've seen so many times, the team that wins that ugly game on Thursday sometimes hoists the trophy on Saturday. To get to that point, you're going to get either Fillmore Central or Wahoo. Everybody has to do a little bit of scouting ahead of time. What are you expecting in this ball game?
Well, you know, they're pretty evenly matched. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how they attack one another. I mean, they're pretty comparable in size and ability. And, you know, Fillmore Central's obviously got a little bit better record. Maybe Wahoo's played a little tougher schedule, but, you know, they're both really athletic, and so we're going to have to, you know, we'll be prepared for either one, but it's going to be interesting to see how these guys match up, you know. And I told the kids after the game, you know, our job is to try and get better each and every game, and by gosh, hopefully we can do that each game now.
I'll talk more to you about this off the air, but never eat pancakes before a game again. When I heard that last night, I cringed. But we'll talk about that later. Yeah. The bottom line is, you won and you're moving on to tomorrow.
Yeah, bad decision on my part, I guess. So we'll try and do a little better job tomorrow.
Coach, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Doug.
We'll take a break. That's Coach Rick Beatry, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Win it 39-31. We'll update the rest of the state tournament scores and wrap things up after this timeout.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And we are back here at Pershing Auditorium on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Glad to have you along with us on this first day of the State High School Basketball Tournament, where we have some updated scores for you. In Class A, here's how the brackets have broke down. Millard West beats Lincoln Northeast 65-45. Lincoln Southeast defeats Bellevue East 57-49. Bellevue West survives over Omaha Benson 53-51. Beatrice in Class B, a 59-56 winner over South Sioux. Norris, a 44-43 winner over Gretna. And then, of course, here, Kearney Catholic wins 39-31. In Class C2, it is Hastings St. Cecilia over Sutton, 50-34. Hershey, a 53-34 winner over North Platte St. Pat's. Crofton thumps North Bend, 54-19. In D1, Pender all over Palmer, 70-30. And in D2, Fall City Sacred Heart over Sandhill Stedford, 57-42. Osmond beats Deschler, 42-27. State tournament coverage brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, and Bob Sass Flowers. We will be